The Bachelorette continues. It will be back on Wednesday night, 7:30 on Channel 10. And we haven't spoken to any Bachelorettes yet, but we have Harry, who left the show last night. Hi, Harry.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Hey.
Great. Now, Harry, for people who aren't watching the show or don't know what happened last night, you walked. You're now the second contestant to leave the show of their own volition. And I guess, you know, Harry, you just realised, well, you asked the question, what's happening, and you decided it wasn't worth your time or your investment.
Yeah, definitely. So I sort of obviously had me day, and there was a little bit of a connection there early, but after a while you sort of work out that it's not there anymore, and I've got someone pretty special at home, my little boy, so I thought, why not? It's time for me to head home. So, just walked. So, left on good terms, which is amazing.
That was great, Harry. No, that would have that did play out very well for you, and there'll be lots of single women watching that going, he's put his son first.
Bachelor.
Yeah, Bachelor 2021.
100%. He's got a little boy. The girls have gone, whoa.
Now, Harry, smart. Talk us through. So, because this is such a new, I guess, way of doing the Bachelor with two, Bachelorette with two women. How did you, when you first walked out, you've met them both. How did, was it instantly you're like, no, Ellie's for me, not Becky? Or were you a bit, I don't know, I like them both? Is it an instant thing, which one you want to go for?
Yeah, well, I walked out, like, it was a complete surprise that there was two girls, absolutely gorgeous on the end of the red carpet. So it was a big surprise, but Ellie had a beautiful smile. They both were beautiful, but Ellie, I was really drawn to Ellie. I'm not really sure why. Her beautiful eyes and beautiful smile. So
because she's hot.
It was hard.
No,
it was
you can't say that.
It was a little bit easier because you're sort of not drawn to one. You can actually play, obviously being a bit nervous on the red carpet. You sort of, if you only have one person, you're on them, but because there's two, you can actually jump between two. So I found it a little bit easier, but Ellie definitely was very a little bit cuter, I thought.
Yeah, me too. Doesn't sound like a player at all. You can just jump between the two if you're not feeling it. Now, Harry, you did walk, mate. Now, we're hearing a lot of other people. One's already walked before, and there might be a couple others that walk in the next couple of weeks. Why do you think everyone's walking? It's the first time ever that that's happened.
Oh, it's pretty, it's hard to say, but the girls are great girls. They're unbelievable. But it's just a tough environment. Like you're in the house with 20 other guys. If there's no connection there, you're sort of like just sitting around, just drinking your fingers. So,
did you get on the froths?
Yeah, had a few drinks, obviously. Just very responsible drinking guys. But we had a few drinks. Yeah, it's good fun.
And do you think maybe the boys are having more fun by themselves without the girls? Is that could the mate
100%?
Could that be happening, Harry?
No, come on, guys. It's about the girls, not the boys.
Harry, I actually think it's about the boys because I reckon all the boys are like, I've had enough of him now, and now I'm going to leave. It's not about the girls.
Oh, Feb, come on, Feb. It's about the boys. About the girls.
Yes, the boys. You say
poor Harry.
lads.
Do you think, Harry, they're going, it is a bit of a controversial series because, as Feb just referenced, we are hearing that people are walking, maybe they're not that interested. Is it, do you think the girls, particularly maybe Becky, knew what she was getting herself into? Because she's not a media savvy, you know, Ellie at least had a series under her belt of how this process works. Do you think Becky might be a bit out of her depth?
No, I don't think so. It's hard to say, but the girls are class act, to be honest. They're getting a bit of criticism, and they've got girls. It's a tough environment. It's a bit of a bubble, the batchy bubble, I call it. So I think the girls are doing a fantastic job, to be honest. It's tough, but I think the girls are fine.
Sound so sweet, H.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, man, how's Tinder going?
I've seen that on
a couple
Instagram,
of hits.
Actually. No, I don't even have an Tinder account, and I actually saw someone post it, and I liked it, and next minute it's blown up. So I thought it was quite funny, to be honest. But all the media guys are like getting onto it, saying you're on Tinder, and I'm getting a little bit of trouble. I said I don't even have an account, so I've never been on Tinder, never needed it. So it's actually quite funny. So social media, because one little like because I thought it was funny, and
everyone's
got to be careful, man.
On Tinder,
the internet can blow up if you do wrong things.
Well, Harry, You're great. That was, I think you did the right thing, putting your son first. You came across really well. And, yeah.
See you on The Bachelor.
I don't know. We'll see what happens for you. This is
exciting. Thanks, guys.
Exciting times for Harry.